Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning and inviting you to move forward with me today in an understanding of a greater idea of self and the application of that understanding. Celebrating the best of self, we unfold. We unfold from our idea of ourselves to the beautiful within us as us. As we let go and let ourselves discover more and more about the truth of ourself every day, and then speak our word as the truth speaks its word, all of a sudden we find that the new definition of self that is forever redefining itself in a positive way begins to experience a whole new version of itself as the life experience. It was Rich DeVos who said, "The only thing that stands between a person and what they want in life is the will to try it and the faith to believe it is possible." As we begin our day today, ask yourself this question: what do I believe is possible for me today? What do you believe today about the truth of yourself and its possibility in this thing called life? I would challenge you to let go and let your purpose in life be single. And by that, what I mean is to allow yourself to move from love through love to love. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, I pointed out that we can roll away the stone of doubt and fear and uncertainty and reveal to ourselves a light of understanding brighter than anything we've ever known before. My friends, God within you, as you, right now in this moment, celebrates whatever the task is at hand, if you let go and let it happen. What task do you have in front of you today? Ask yourself, what do I have to do today? What can I give the best of myself to today? The unwavering intelligence that made you out of itself knows what to do, and it knows how to do it. It accomplishes everything you allow as your experience, if you let go and let it do it. The great, the good, the wise of the age have pointed out very clearly that if we allow ourselves to come from unlimited possibility, take up the task that is before us with a singleness of purpose and the power of love, all things are possible. So right now, today, you have the opportunity to bring the full power of infinite mind to every undertaking in your experience, no matter what it is. Change for the better is waiting for you to become change for the better in consciousness. All your good ideas move to full expression of self as you allow yourself to know that it can happen easily, without stress, swiftly and smoothly, to move from where you have been to where you can be. Without stress is a wonderful thing to know and understand, and New Thought students know how to do this and let it happen. This is why, as P.D. Ouspensky pointed out over 100 years ago, that people who know what and who they are as far above man as man is above ape. That does not mean that that the people who know this are better than anybody else. They just have a clearer understanding and apply that clear understanding to their life experience. They are allowing themselves inner vision, single inner vision, to stop seeing the world in a duality concept and begin to see it as a unity, as one thing in action, God unfolding. Right now, today, know, my friends, that there is no mystery where there is mastery. If you want to master where you want to be, first you must master what's in front of you today. You start by mastering your thinking. You choose what is healthy and beautiful in your consciousness, and you allow yourself to know that God is the originator of your life, and it is also the originator of all that life holds for you. As you think from this awareness and align yourself with good, give thanks, be an attitude of gratitude and action, and know that something wonderful is happening right now, and it is you. As we move into this Passover Easter season, the passing over from darkness to light, the Easter season of celebrating the fact that we are immortal. And if we are, and I believe we are, then today is our moment in immortality we are responsible for. What are you giving to it? Pay attention to what you're giving to it, because whatever you give to it is what will return. As you think as divine intelligence thinks, then you begin to understand. As Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out in the Science of Mind textbook, God has no plan for us, only a purpose. And its purpose is to respond to your consciousness. That's its purpose. Infinite intelligence in you, as you, is you. And its perfection, my friends, is waiting, ready, willing, and able to become your way if you let go and let it be your way. Your recognition of the indwelling presence frees you to begin to move forth as the power of divine intelligence in action, and you discover that that choice that you're making is filling your world with massive good beyond anything you've ever known before. Your self-discovery clears away any negative sense of fear, any concept of isolation that would cause you to feel less than the best, unworthy, or disconnected. The divine provision of good right now is ready, willing, and able to fill your day with peace, health, joy, and loving commitment. How about making a loving commitment to this day, the task before you? Whatever it is waiting for you to give your best to it. Do it. God does not know what's going to happen to you until you make up your mind. So make up your mind to let go and let the beautiful happen as you. Right now, if you do this in a positive way, then you're going to discover positive ways of giving you have never experienced before. And as a result, the multiplication of that gift returns to you as your life experience. If you think about what you think about, and stand on the mountaintop of spirit, allowing your inner vision to encompass more of the greatness of life, then the greatness of life begins to increase as your event. So today, my friends, expand the horizon of all your experiences. Expand the horizon of your mind, of your body, of your world, and celebrate the choice you're making. It is wonderful to realize that as you think in your heart, so are you. Put it in first person. As I think in my heart, so am I. What are you thinking in your heart today? If it is coming from love, through love, to love, then the manifestation of this experience becomes what? An awareness. The awareness of the truth of self. And this awareness is the center of your consciousness when you know it is and let it be your way. It is whether you know it is or not. But what happens is you're coming from the truth of you instead of a concept of you. Right now, the truth of you is ready, willing, and able to circulate as everything you are, home, work, play. If you today, thankfully, let your vision lovingly extend the possibility of your objective experience, all of a sudden your choice to do this becomes a celebration of yourself beyond anything you've ever known before. So today, are you ready, willing, and able to let go and let the beautiful be your way? As we conclude this month, we celebrate the beginning of spring. Choose to spring into spring with a positive concept of self. Meet the challenges of today, my friends. Whatever they are, today's living can be met and easily understood if you allow yourselves to embody the lessons that I teach on this program and any New Thought teacher you can find that is waking you up to a greater possibility of self. In Fremont, We have Sunday services at 9:30, 11:30. A great Wednesday night experience. We have some of the finest religious science teachers. And each and every day at our center, whether it's our classes, our services, our wonderful experience in positive self-unfoldment, we have an opportunity for positive self-investment. It is my pleasure to again broadcast on this radio station with this radio program. And I want to mention to all of you that this program is sponsored by you, our listeners, and we bless you and thank you for your support for the program. Our Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont is recognized internationally as one of the most powerful learning experiences in the area of metaphysics you can find on the planet, one of the foremost metaphysical teaching centers of our time. It has served as an example of what religious science, science of mind, unity, divine science can be. Our teaching center has been here for 35 years, and we invite all of you to celebrate what we teach, to celebrate the best of yourself. You know, Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science, pointed out when he said, "To learn how to think is to learn how to live. Our thoughts go into a medium that is infinite in its ability to do and to be. The human being, by thinking, can bring into their experience whatsoever they desire. If they think correctly and become a living embodiment of their thoughts." Now, Dr. Holmes also pointed out there's a lot of people who do what we teach in religious science naturally. For those of us, though, who don't know how, if we would like to know how, we can learn. You see, everything you're doing right now is something you learned how to do, and if there's less than the positive going on somewhere in your life experience, why don't you unlearn and learn something new? Discover a new state of consciousness. Now, is this going to take a risk? Yes. You might have to risk finding out something new about yourself and giving birth to it. Allow yourself to be curious about the truth of yourself. That's a great thing to do. You know, curious minds often converge on the same idea, and I think this is what, of course, has happened in the New Thought movement. Religious science, unity, divine science, none of us to claim to have a copyright on truth or think we know more than somebody else does. All we have is a higher, clearer concept of self, and honor the fact that the true religious experience, as Emerson said, is what you do with yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not where you spend an hour on Sunday. You are what you think about all day long. And our unfoldment in this awareness becomes a ongoing celebration. One that allows us to do what? To discover what the great, the good, the wise, as I say quite often, have known. You see, if we trace our history back to the dim past, we might come to a place where the human being did not consciously know himself or herself. They did not understand that it was their thinking that was unfolding their experience. They did not allow themselves in general to know that the more you know, the more you know, there's more to know. Now, a few did, and those few have been the example of what developed as the New Thought movement. We have intelligence, and because we have intelligence, we must have unfolded from an intelligent cause. Ah, that was the foundation or the base of our understanding. Infinite intelligence made everything. It is only one thing, therefore it only had itself to make everything out of. Now, the development of consciousness is something that happens when we, if you want to use it in these terms, when we allow ourselves to place ourselves in the center of a higher power. And though it is not something other than what we are, it is the truth of everything we are. When we know this and know we know it, we can depend on this knowing. Depending on higher power in all things is allowing ourselves to free ourselves to begin to call upon this higher power and live in such a way that every thought, every word, every action is inspired from this knowing that we are centered in the spirit of higher power. Dr. Ernest Holmes said we are spirit having a human experience. We were advised 2,000 years ago to celebrate God in spirit and in truth. Now, if we know that this higher power is always with us, as us, then we can free ourselves into the celebration of desire. Now, what is desire? I believe desire is the divine urge within us to express more, therefore give more, therefore receive more.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to let you know about a class we have coming up in March. The amazingly talented Reverend Christy Hardwick will facilitate a four-week book study based on the newly released Full Body Presence by Suzanne Scurlock Durana. Many teachers stress the importance of living in the present moment, but few give the actual practices to make it attainable. This class will teach you how to return to the perfect navigational system of the body and more fully inhabit each moment. The first 2 weeks will feature special guest Jane Harper, a Half Moon Bay yoga instructor who specializes in Ananda Yoga. To learn more about Reverend Christie's brilliant work, visit her at www.spiritedcontribution.com. I hope you'll plan to join us every Wednesday evening in March from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
My friend Reverend Ike said that a lot of people believe money is the root of all evil, and then he would laugh and say, not having money is the root of all evil. Now, if we free ourselves to be the best of ourselves, all of a sudden this limitless life centered in a higher power understanding, what happens is that we begin to actually realize that we live and move and have our being in the infinite power of the Most High. Now, this is allowing ourselves to enter the cosmic state, a cosmic state that transcends all limitation and all doubt and all fear. And as we enter into this awareness, this universal clarity allows us a clear, discerning experience that all things are possible. Why? Because God is everywhere. And when our life is filled through and through with the presence of the awareness of this higher power, we discover that we are lifted to the mountaintop of this lofty state we can call cosmic consciousness, metaphysical understanding. Now, are you ready to allow yourself today to rise above your yesterday experience, yesterday's condition, and enter into a limitless experience in this thing called life, where the celebration of this limitless experience is the power of unlimited possibility in action? Truth is limitless. The light of understanding is limitless. The good it produces is limitless. Love in truth is limitless. Therefore, everything is limitless in the cosmic understanding, in the awareness of universal mind in action as you, as me. There is no question about this. Your experience is the possibility of achieving what? Achieving the realization of a prosperous living in such a way that your freedom in action is a celebration of self in action. We do not treat for things. We treat to become the consciousness of the thing, the consciousness of love and beauty and joy. Without them, humanity cannot survive. If you have a particular faith or religion, that is good. But you can survive without it if you have love, compassion, and tolerance. In 1 John 3:18, it affirms, "My little children, Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now, what happens when we allow ourselves to love in deed and in truth? When we take the advice of the Dalai Lama and free ourselves into love, compassion, tolerance, we begin to realize they are necessary. They are necessary, not luxuries. They are necessary for our positive unfoldment. The instinctive human means that the inner something or life, which we are all part of, it is that part of us we do not see, but which is, we know it's there. Somebody, what's the old statement? Somebody says, I don't believe in God. If there's a God, let me see it. And the answer to that is, do you believe you have a mind? Of course, they say, yes, I have a mind. And they say, well, take your mind out, put it on a plate, show it to me, and I'll show you God. Now, there is an instinctive life. God in the human, as the human, is the human. Our idea of God is where we limit God's power through us as us. Every one of every religion, every denomination, every concept of religion on this planet proves the God they believe in. And Jesus understood this when he said, it's done unto us as we believe. Whatever you believe God is, that's the way it will act in your experience. Now, we as metaphysicians know that it works through us, as Jesus understood. This is why we look at Jesus as a great example, not a great exception. There is an instinctive awareness within everyone. This instinctive awareness, if we pay attention to it, allows us to free ourselves into an idea of God that is above and beyond any anthropomorphic concept of God. God is spirit. It is perfect. It is complete. It is all power. It is all power, and it is all power in action as you and me. The answer is that this power is perfect. All it does is create perfection. Whatever you think about all day long is perfected and becomes your experience. You can be perfectly happy or perfectly unhappy, perfectly sick or perfectly well. Think about it. Perfection does not care what you do with it, so pay attention to it, because if you care, then you will produce the beautiful. Why? Because the beautiful becoming perfection becomes a celebration of life in action as you. This perfection, individualized as you, is involved in everything you do. If you involve yourself in it, the old metaphysical idea, whatever you turn to, you turn into. This is why this is true. The law operates on belief and becomes experience. But we are left alone to discover this. We are left alone, we are told, to discover ourself. Dr. Ernest Holmes says even God could not make a mechanical individuality. He went on to say if man is created with the attributes of self-choice and free will, man must be left alone to make the great discovery for himself. Now, this was not new with Ernest Holmes. The other great teachers have taught this throughout the age. If you have any kind of difficulty in your life, whether it be with your health or your relationship or your finances or anything that could be defined as struggle, then rather than denying a problem and pretending it doesn't exist or trying to manipulate fate, are trying to, you know, recreate something new. In other words, try to use an effect to heal an effect. Why not get back to cause? Why not turn to the higher power? Why not affirm for yourself and pull yourself out of what were we told to 2,000 years ago? Be not conformed to the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Get out of the effect, because, my dear friends, if you think your problem is coming from outside of you, you're going to look for outside of you to try to find an answer, and the answer is not outside of you, it is within you. So turn to the higher power within yourself and affirm and tell yourself right now, put it in first person. Just say to yourself, I gain strength not by making a correction, but by making a connection with what? With a higher truth of you. My friends, the realization of you as you is the realization of greater good unfolding in an unlimited way if you choose to become an unlimited thinker. If you think from the power of positive purpose, this is what my entire book is dedicated to. The power of positive purpose is the awakening of a greater self in you as you that knows what to do and how to do it. Psalms 41:12 says, "And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity and settest me before thy face forever." Think about it. It was Lao Tse who pointed out, as an agent of man, it is easy to be false, but not as an agent of God. Be an agent of God today, an agent of infinite intelligence, infinite life, infinite love. What a wonderful thing to do. What if you allowed yourself to understand that what you are doing is following, if you're going to be a follower, follow the greatest advice ever given by the greatest thinkers who ever lived. When you do this and you honor the integrity of the choice you're making, what happens is you find yourself not dependent upon the opinions or the beliefs of other people, but you're waking up to a greater idea of you. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the Hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.